Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more r/butthole. And if you love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting a like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's dive straight into today's first stories. Now, today's first story comes from Malvar, and it does come with a little cheeky update on the end of it, titled, "Am I the Arsehole for Demanding My Girlfriend to Change Her Dress for a Wedding?" This happened during this weekend. Me being in my early 30s and my girlfriend in her late 20s. I was invited to a wedding ceremony of a colleague and could bring someone with me. I asked my girlfriend that I've been dating for a year if she would like to join me. And she was really happy because she apparently loves weddings. Since we don't live together, I drove to pick her up so we'd have some time to spare before the ceremony. As she comes out, she looks really beautiful and has obviously put in a lot of time to fix her hair and makeup. She's also wearing an off-white dress that was rather ornate. As she got in, I told her that she looked stunning, but I asked if she could change to a different colored dress for the ceremony. I'm not one for etiquette by far, but one of the few things I've heard everywhere is that you should not wear a white dress to a wedding unless you are the bride. She became pretty upset and wanted to know what was wrong with her dress. I said that it would be inappropriate to wear a white or an off-white dress unless you are the bride, and that it's like wedding lore or something, trying to be lighthearted about it. She rolled her eyes and says it was an outdated tradition about women and virginity and that when her friends got married, everyone wore white and that is not a big thing anymore. I told her that I don't know what the dress code is for this ceremony, but since it's not saying all white clothes, I still thought she should change to another colour, but white or almost white, because my colleague was getting married and we had no idea how she felt about it. My girlfriend became really upset and told me that I was trying to control what she was wearing and that it was abusive, which honestly made me really upset and hurt. I said something along the lines of, "Fuck, well you shouldn't go to a wedding with an abuser then," and then told her to fuck off out my car. She began to cry and wanted to apologize and give me a hug, but I told her to get out, which she did. Edit, to clarify, we never left the driveway by our home. I did not drop her off in the middle of nowhere or anything like that. I drove off and she called and texted me a bunch. I answered, "I don't want to talk right now," and then turned my phone off and attended the ceremony. The bride was the only one that was wearing white, so I feel as if my gut feeling was the right one. When I got home, my phone had blown up by text from her and her best friend saying that I was being inconsiderate and controlling and should apologize for my behavior. I vented to a few friends, most of them agreeing with me, but some have said that it was an arsehole thing to tell her that she could not wear her dress, because it had nothing to do with me. I feel as if I was in the right since it was my colleague's wedding and it was better to be safe than sorry, but I'm also not sure if I was being an absolute arsehole about the situation. So, Reddit, am I the arsehole? And before we move to the update, we're going to start off with Mother of Dogs 3, who says, "Not the arsehole. Your girlfriend should have known better, unless you know the couple and it's a request. You don't wear white. She also overreacted and you did the right thing by asking her to not go and get out of your car." High Speed says, "Everyone sucks here. She shouldn't have worn white and shouldn't have thought you asking her to change was abusive. You reacted poorly to her once she realized she messed up." Living on the Rock says, "Everyone sucks here. Your girlfriend could read a Miss Manners post all 500 times and get your understanding, but you told her to go fuck yourself and threw her out of the car. Inappropriate attire just means we don't go out or we go out another time. Or blow it up, we go out never again. Why the pain if she looked nice? If she really wanted a fight, dump her. If not, dinner." BB says, "Absolutely not the arsehole, and your girlfriend sounds like an attention-seeking nightmare. Literally everyone knows you're not supposed to wear white to a wedding. Even if she magically had not heard this rule, the second you mentioned it, a reasonable person would have changed dresses just to be safe. She clearly wanted to be the center of attention or create drama, and when you wouldn't allow it, she created drama another way. I would honestly end this relationship unless you want to end up married to one of those just-no mother-in-laws who wear white to their son's wedding and then act mystified when the bride gets upset. And let's have one more from Lex Kicks Ass, who says, not the arse, or you don't wear white to someone else's wedding. Then quotes, when her friends got married, everyone wore white and that's not a big thing anymore. Then goes on to say, that's for her friends and people she knows. This was for a colleague of yours wedding, aka strangers she doesn't know. Quotes again say, my girlfriend became really upset and told me I was trying to control what she was wearing and that it was abusive. Then goes on to say your girlfriend was out of line. She can wear white/off-white to other functions. Asking her to change for one freaking event was not abusive, especially when your reason for why was valid. Quotes one more time saying, said something along the lines of, fuck, well you shouldn't go to a wedding with an abuser then. And I told her to fuck off out my car. She began to cry and wanted to apologize and give me a hug, but I just told her to get out, which she did. Then goes on to say, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Glad you enjoyed the wedding. And now, let's move on to the update to find out what happened next. So, update. I never expected this thread to get this many replies. I'm incredibly thankful for all of you that have reached out and commented, and I really appreciate that you've taken the time to tell me. My girlfriend found out about the thread. Don't know if she knew my handle or just found it, and we talked over the phone. She apologized and I apologized, and it was a pretty good talk. She asked if she could come over and I said no, that it would be best for us to go our separate ways. She got upset and asked why I wouldn't even try to work it out. I basically just said goodbye and then she said my dick was small, which made me laugh after what had been a pretty mature conversation, and then she hung up. I'm pretty sad about it. She really made me feel happy, but as many of you have commented, if this was our first disagreement and she called me abusive, how would future disagreements look? I was hurt, but if she did think I was being abusive, it would be the right thing to do, and if she did not think I was being abusive and said it anyways, I would not want to be with her. So anyways, I think things worked out for the best for us both. Again, thank you all, and I will keep trying to respond to all of you, but there are a lot of messages, but I read through them all. Now, what do you guys make of this situation? What do you think about the update? Did you think it did end the best for both of them? I found it strange that she did turn that, you know, that comment from what sounded like a pretty good talk, like OP was saying, to something a bit childish at the end there. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from DazzlinLuck18, who says, am I the arsehole for not letting my sister move in with me when she could be homeless? So I, 24 male, am currently living in a 3-bed, 3-bath apartment with my mum, 58 female. My mum moved in with me last year after she quit her job as she couldn't work anymore because of back problems. I let my mum move in with me for free because I feel like it's my responsibility to take care of her as she is getting old. I am pretty financially stable myself and my mum has been very helpful with all the chores around the house, so I don't mind her living for free. But the problem is, my mum never got along with my sister, 30 female. It was mainly because my mum hadn't approved my sister's boyfriend. Honestly, I can't blame my mum for that because he didn't really seem like a good guy, but my sister was blindly in love with him. My sister also dropped out of college to focus on acting, and well, my mum also didn't want that. So my mum had warned my sister that her relationship with her boyfriend wouldn't last and she should focus on college instead of acting. But my sister didn't listen and my mum completely cut off my sister from her life. Since then, my mum hasn't talked to my sister and she gets mad whenever she hears any mention of my sister. So I didn't really mention anything about my sister to her and didn't hear from my sister in a while. The only thing I knew was that my sister didn't really make it big in acting and her boyfriend also dumped her. So I didn't hear from my sister until yesterday when she called me. She told me that she had lost her job and was struggling with rent. She said she was getting evicted and needed a place to stay until she could get back on her feet. She knew there was room in my home, so she asked if she could move in with us until she figured something out. So, I mentioned this to my mum, and when she heard about my sister, she wasn't happy. She said none of this would have happened if my sister had listened to her and that I shouldn't let my sister move in with us because she has to face the consequences for her decisions. My mum told me that I shouldn't put my sister over her. I did feel bad for my sister, but I didn't want to upset my mum or make her feel like I was choosing my sister over her. So I told my sister my mum wouldn't want her moving in with us, but I did offer her money to help her find a place to stay until she got back on her feet. But she rejected my offer and called my mum a narcissist and said I was enabling my mum's behaviour. She said she couldn't believe I was going to choose my mum over her. This made me mad when she called my mum a narcissist, so I told her if she would have listened to mum, she wouldn't have to go through any of this today. I hung up on her. I haven't heard from her after that, but I assured my mum my sister wouldn't move in with us and things between us became normal again. I don't understand why my sister is upset with me. I offered to pay her to find a new place to stay, but she refused it. So am I the asshole for this?
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Yes. I remember a story a while back that we covered where the parent got, you know, their child to look after them in later days in a very, very similar situation to this. And I always think, you know, if I was that parent, there's no way I would want my child to be looking after me in my later years. I would want them to be living their life to their how they want to live it, you know, not looking after me in my old age. I mean, OP didn't mention a relationship, but what happens when you get a partner down the road, if you want a partner, of course, are you going to be happy with your mum being around the house then? And the mum's behaviour does sound really controlling to me. Cut her off because she was making decisions that she thought were poor, so she totally cut her off, and now is happy to see her daughter go homeless. And you're just blindly accepting that decision. Look, in a normal situation, you know, when we cover these where family moves in with you and you say no, we say absolutely fine, you know, your house, your rules. And you was kind enough to offer money for somewhere else, but I imagine she's very hurt that you've just taken your mother's side on this when it already sounds like she's been given enough shit from mum to begin with. But Mission Revolution says your mum is a narcissist and has figured out a way to get you to take care of her. She quit her job, wasn't fired, and you didn't mention her applying for Social Security disability, so who really knows if her back problems are legit or a manipulation tool? She cut off her own daughter for not living her life the way she ordered her to live. As a mother, I cannot imagine doing this, and is completely willing to make her daughter homeless by forbidding you to give her shelter. Your mother could have planned for the future by saving for retirement or gotten private disability insurance or applied for SSD if she's truly disabled. Instead, she wants handouts from you while controlling you and ranting about your sister, needing to face consequences while she faces none. Typical narcissist. You're the arsehole if you continue to allow your mother to run your life and take advantage of you. Do the right thing and be there for your poor sister who is suffering right now. High on Fear says, whoa, your mum's relationship with your sister is toxic as fuck. Your mum sounds controlling with regards to your sister. Who the fuck stops talking to their daughter because she's dating someone? It sucks that you got pulled into that dynamic. Not the arsehole for offering her money instead of inviting constant arguments into your house. You're the arsehole for echoing your mum's opinion and shaming your sister for her very normal mistakes. Dating someone she wouldn't be with forever. Dropping out of college to pursue her preferred career. Plenty of people are still figuring things out at age 30. Always reminds me of that song, and I've mentioned it before, called Sunscreen by Baz Luhrmann. I listen to that pretty much every day, once at least. I find it a very grounding song. If you haven't heard it, go and give it a listen. Outlandish. 259 says your mum is the real arsehole. She's manipulating you into taking care of her. 58 is not old, and now she's manipulating you into not helping your sibling. Your mum won't be around forever, and you might want a relationship with your sister. Seems like your mum torched that one, though. You might want to start making your own decisions. And one more from RattlingBones420, who says you're the arsehole, OP. So your sister makes a mistake of going with some guy that dropped out of college to go to acting, as plenty people do. And she calls you for help, and just because your mother is salty, you don't give her a place to stay. I see that you offered her money, but I think she didn't accept it just because of how you turned her down. Solely because your mum didn't want her own daughter there. Why does your mum get angry at the mere mention of your sister? Isn't your mum staying with you because she couldn't work? So what does she really have against your sister? That she made her own choices. Kind of a butthole move, personally. Now, what do you guys make of this one? I just can't get over the fact, you know, and I know it's not the whole point of the story, but you know, if I was the parent in that situation, I wouldn't want my child to be caring for me in my later years. I'm not against any family that does, but I just couldn't see myself doing that. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Token Girl Engineer. Am I the asshole for saying at a recruiting event that I am trotted out as the Token Girl Engineer for every recruiting event? I work at a tech company. I'm one of two women in a technical role, and the other is very introverted and wouldn't be great at recruiting. So every time there's a recruiting event, I get voluntold for it. It was especially frustrating, and for me, because my whole team is under crunch time, and a day I spend recruiting is a day I have to make up later. I was at a recruiting event at a local college, and a young woman who was thinking of applying asked how the diversity at my company was. It looked good from our panel and promotional materials. Side note, almost every person of color, woman, or queer presenting person on the promo materials has either quit or never worked there in the first place. I answered honestly in front of a small group. Well, there are two women in technical roles, and as one of them, it sometimes feels like working two jobs. One as an engineer, and one as the token girl engineer, who gets pulled away from work for every photo op or recruiting event. Honestly, if you like being a trailblazer and are prepared to take on extra unspoken PR as the girl engineer, you might find a role here fulfilling. But if you prefer keeping your head down to focus on the technical side, it is easier to do that at a company where there is more gender and racial diversity. She appreciated my honesty, but the manager who was running the event told me to leave. I have a meeting with HR and my manager tomorrow. I don't think my opinion will be any news to them, as I've already told them that I'm not interested in being assigned to photo ops or recruiting disproportionately because of my gender. And I've been told that it's important for me to be there to help recruit a more diverse staff, since the company is trying to improve. I feel like they are mad that I said the quiet part out loud at the recruiting event, but it was an honest answer to the question. And I keep on being brought to these things for my unique perspective and whatnot. I think they might also see themselves as doing something good, trying to do outreach to a more diverse applicant pool, and see me as ruining that. Am I the arsehole for what I said about my job? And we got some extra information on this one where OP replies to some of the comments. So Nico says, not the arsehole, but that's hilarious. What are you going to say tomorrow? It's true, I am your token, to be a fly on the wall. ETA, you told them you don't agree with doing this. They force you to anyway. They caused the problem. So OP replied to that one saying, I had already gone to my manager and HR saying I felt I was picked for every recruiting event and photo op about monthly, and my male co-workers were picked for these events once every 3 years, and I felt I was picked for my gender. It was placing an uneven burden on me because every day I travel to recruit is a day of technical work I need to make up. No extra pay, I am salaried. And they told me that it was important to have me there because they were trying to recruit young people and more diverse staff. And I could do that in a way my male co-workers couldn't. That to me sounded like I was being asked to be there as the token woman. So I think I'll just reiterate what they've been told and ask. So you asked me to be the token woman, as I understand it. I was not aware you also wanted me to conceal my role as the token woman at recruiting events. In fact, you told me that these events need my unique experiences and insights. A young woman asked me for my unique insights as a woman, and I spoke frankly to her, explaining that part of my role is as the token woman. and that if she enjoys that role, this may be a good place to work. However, if she prefers a purely technical role, I have not found my role to be that. Dear says, not the arsehole, and I was always under the impression that people in your industry move jobs often because it's the only way to keep their pay rising. Might be time to start interviewing elsewhere since you've been disrespected, and frankly, that they're probably considering if it will look bad, then they'll terminate you following this. Edit. Interesting that the only you're the arseholes are saying bring it up in private when you actually mentioned doing so in the post and more or less got ignored since you still ended up doing the events. I don't care, says, you're the arsehole. If you don't like your responsibilities at this company, then go find a new job somewhere else. But what you are doing is completely fucked up. You have the opportunity to be part of the change you want to see but are actively sabotaging it. You're brain dead. Crazy Raisin says, you just said they're trying to improve. Why would you submarine that effort, which presumably is to increase the opportunity for young women? You're the arsehole. Willing Survey 7448 says, not the arsehole. As a person from a marginalized community working in the games industry, it's so darn important to give real answers and prepare folks from these groups with what to actually expect. Too often, a woman or person from another community facing huge work prejudice has wonderful interviews and then meets with a cis white male team that makes inappropriate jokes in their work chat pretty dang immediately. And one more from Aggressive Half 2386 who says, not the arsehole, you are 100% right, that's tokenism. Would have been better not to say it in front of the manager, but in my opinion, it's way better to be up front with applicants. I'm a female EE, so I can commiserate. There's a photo of me from a project I barely worked on that my alma mater has been using in marketing materials for almost a decade. I hate it. I felt like it detracted from all my actual accomplishments while I was in school. Edit. I see that you did try to tell management. Now, what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. As always, I would love to hear them. As always, a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart, beating my chest right here, for being here, getting involved in the channel, liking the video hugely helps out, subscribing. I'm just so thankful for everything you do. At the end of the video, there will be a playlist that scrolls through the videos for you. So if you're drawing, knitting, a bit of crochet, as I said before, driving, whatever you're up to, let me know in the comments below. And I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Yeah, man, I remember being so naive when life was good, weather and palm trees. Back in the day, you were everything I need. But then along came a time when you crushed my dreams. Oh yeah, you played me like a fool when you made me believe that the line between love wasn't thick enough to read. Oh yeah, you see we in despair, crime everywhere. You're selling false hope cause you just don't care. Nah, you just don't care. Nah, you just don't care. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.